Welcome back to KPCW's Mountain Money. Next interview we've got is with Brooks Kirschheimer, Hearth & Hill's owner. Hearth & Hill has kept their operations going over the last 7 weeks by scaling down their menu and offering curbside service. And Brooks is here with us today to give us a rundown on their Mother's Day brunch offering. Welcome to Mountain Money, Brooks.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Hello, Park City.
Glad to have you. Why don't you just spend maybe just a quick minute telling us about how things have been going for you for the last 7 weeks?
Yeah, it's been an experience that when I was a seven-year-old dreaming up wanting to be a restaurateur, the dream did not include a pandemic, just like many of us. And it's been challenging, but also rewarding. And the best, I think the best part, silver lining, if you will, is the teamwork of our team coming together. Really to go over those challenges. And, really the community has been so outstanding and supportive of us over the last 7 weeks, because it is such a different time. And our goal is just to come up with new, unique menu items that guests have really been supportive of. And things like tomorrow, we're doing a Cinco de Mayo, and we're doing a delivery package with the mariachi band. And so just trying to come up with fun, creative, different ideas. We have frozen meals that we do, as well as all the cart items, and our family meals have been extremely popular. And it's been a new opportunity for us to continue to challenge, but this will really help us continue to be excelling at our takeout business, which we believe is going to be something that's going to last for a very long time, and we're excited to continue to make it popular for all of our guests.
One of the things that happened at your restaurant and at some of the other restaurants around town was this sort of development of these new concepts of family takeouts, where you provide a family meal. Is that something you think will continue, and has it been a success?
Yes. Yes and yes is the answer to that. It has been very successful for us. It was something that we luckily had played around with before the restaurants were closed on March 15th. And so the next day, on Monday, March 16th, we were able to roll out three different family meals, a chicken option, a beef brisket option, and a fajita option, all three of which have been extremely popular. And then just in the last week, we've now rolled out a fourth special option that will rotate every week. And I think this is going to continue for the long haul. I think that you'll find here over the next couple months that slowly families and guests will start returning to businesses, feeling comfortable going out into the public. But I think for the long term, you'll see a lot more gatherings at people's houses. It's something that we plan to do catering, be able to go into people's homes safely with, all the procedures of masks and gloves and sanitation, so that we can offer a safe and healthy product to our guests, not only in their homes, I think people will feel a little bit safer because they'll have more control of the environment. And what we have been saying is this is a big trust me phase where we're going to really make sure that when guests walk into the restaurant, that they feel comfortable and safe, that we have gone through above and beyond with all the precautions. And I think you'll find that across the board with businesses is really making sure there's going to be accountability. And I think guests are going to hold people accountable as they should and everything else. And so we're going to try to do our part to really make sure that guests feel really comfortable when they walk in the door.
Did you open this weekend for indoor seating?
We did not. We don't have a set date yet. We hope to announce one this week. We said that we probably in the next 2 to 3 weeks would open our doors. We want to really take our time to ensure that we can put all the protocols in place and train our staff. I think that you'll find across the board is that we've all formed these habits, and now these habits have to go out the door, and we have to start forming these new habits of making sure that the mask is on at all times, and the gloves, and taking the temperature of all of our employees when they come in, and really asking the right questions, sanitizing the restaurant constantly throughout the day. So we really want to make sure that these habits are formed correctly by our staff and that we've trained them again and again and again so that when guests do start to come into the restaurant, like I said, they feel really comfortable and safe and feel they can have an enjoyable meal without having to fret over any concerns they may have.
So your business model does not have you typically closed during April and May. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah, we picked Kimball Junction so that we could be a year-round restaurant.
Were you able to retain a good number of your employees during this past 7 weeks?
We were, yeah. I mean, what I've been telling a lot of guests is the business levels that we have had during curbside have allowed us to bring on more associates and give out more hours to our team, which they're very grateful for, we're very grateful for. We did something a couple weeks ago where we did grocery bags, where we gave over 50 of our associates, each of them a grocery bag to take home to their families, just trying to do little things to give back. We gave a meal away every single night for the first few weeks of curbside to support those in the community that could use a little extra help. So we've really tried to go above and beyond. We held a fundraising night last week with the Park City Community Foundation and gave $1,000 to them. So we are trying to do everything we can to support the Park City community because they've been extremely supportive of us.
So we've got about 40 seconds left with you. Give us the rundown for the Cinco de Mayo as well as Mother's Day, please.
Yeah, so Cinco de Mayo, we're all sold out of, so I'm going to be short with that. We will be open for a la carte and family meals tomorrow night, Tuesday. But then Mother's Day, Sunday, we do still have some remaining, so give us a call today, 435-200-8840. It's a brunch for six for $125. It will be available for either curbside pickup or delivery from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It includes items like a gravlax platter, mini quiches, penne pasta, prime rib, tomato and burrata salad, asparagus, Brussels sprouts, chocolate-covered strawberries, and a lot more. So give us a call, 435-200-8840, and we would love to make it easy. And so dads and kids, don't wait. Don't sit around. Give us a call today so we can get you on the list and have a great Mother's Day for you and your family and, of course, mom.
Sounds great, Brooks. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back with Mountain Money.
Yeah, stay safe, everyone.